This beautiful gospel story, this healing of the 10 lepers, speaks strongly to us, and it should. And what resounds in it is the response of the Samaritan, the foreigner, who, recognizing that he had been healed, comes back to thank God. How's your heart with gratitude right now? Are you thankful? There's a capacity in the human heart to take almost everything for granted. And that's certainly present in you and in me. And especially when we get busy or when we get stressed or all these other things that come upon us, how grateful are you? And I know what that's like. Believe me, I remember being in school and you're like, oh, all these things, these papers and projects and the tests that are coming. And it's easy to get strung out, stressed out, and to forget what a gift it is to be here. How blessed you are. How blessed we are. Sunday I preached a lot about trust. I think trust and gratitude are very closely connected. And kind of the way I see it is this. When we're thankful, when we're in a place of gratitude, we recognize that the Lord is present in our lives. We recognize it. When we recognize that he's present, we're more disposed to trust him in the present and in the future. And once we recognize that he's present and we're disposed to trust him, we're not afraid to make an offering of our lives. We're not afraid to give more to him. But it all traces back to gratitude. Gratitude, recognition, trust, offering. However, for you and for me, the temptation is to lose touch with gratitude, to be ungrateful, to live with ingratitude in our hearts. And what happens there is exactly the opposite of the movement of gratitude that takes us to recognition, trust, and then offering. And we go from ingratitude to forgetfulness. Great author said that the evil one's main work is to make us spiritually amnesic, to forget the works of the Lord, to forget what he has done for us. We forget who God is, and then consequently we forget who we are. So once we lose gratitude, we forget. And then that forgetfulness leads to great fear, anxiety, stress. And then that place leads us to grasping. The forbidden fruit, to grasping anything, especially those things that we know are wrong. It's what Adam and Eve did. It's what we do. And so much hinges on this first basic move. Are we grateful? Are we thankful? Do we return to God to give him thanks? Well, that's the charge for us tonight. And that's the way to walk at this point in the semester. Yes, I understand. There's busyness. There's projects due, tests, papers. It might seem like it's insurmountable. Guess what? It's not. Your life is not at risk. Yes, you're busy. Yes, you have things to get done. But you are more than capable because the Lord is with you. Be thankful for that. Focus on gratitude, especially this week. Of course, as we approach Thanksgiving, it's a good thing to think about. But not just gratitude on a superficial level. The deep gratitude of Jesus and his love for you, of his mercy, of his grace, of his strength, of the gift of himself in the Eucharist, of the way in which he has called you, as St. Paul says, out of darkness and into his wonderful light. The Lord is good. The Lord is near. We have so much to be thankful for. And let me finish tonight by pointing us all to Psalm 23, the great, great Psalm 23. We heard it proclaimed just a few moments ago. Let's listen to it again. And once again, listen, not just hear, but listen. And let this psalm speak to your heart. I'm going to pray it once again. Maybe close your eyes and just listen to this great gift of the Lord who is present to us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Amen.